Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Let's go to Leinster House now, where those chaotic scenes yesterday led to the Dáil being abruptly adjourned. At the end of what was supposed to be a day of ceremony, it was one of the most extraordinary days that we've witnessed in the Dáil for a very long time. Now, this morning a meeting is being held between the leaders of the opposition, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, to defuse this standoff to avoid a second day of uproar on the floor of the Dáil. The Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy has said she will only recognise two technical groupings in the Dáil today, pending further considerations. Let's go to our Rock the Studio now and Sinn Féin TD for Donegal, Pearse Doherty. Pearse, I appreciate you joining us on what I know is a very busy morning. To that ruling from the Ceann Comhairle that we heard about in the last little while, that the regional technical group at the centre of all of this, they now won't be recognised as a group as part of today's proceedings. But you want a cast iron guarantee that the regional independents will never be allowed opposition speaking time. Is that where things stand this morning?
Yeah, look, that's the core of it. We don't matter. We don't mind whether they're recognised as a group or not. The point is that they need to be recognised in government. They are government TDs. Michael Lowry negotiated the programme for government, including text that was in it, is committed to supporting this government through thick and thin, through good days and bad days, as he brazenly said himself, along with his three other colleagues. And now government and Michael Lowry are trying to present to the opposition that they are indeed opposition TDs that are going to eat into opposition speaking time, that there's going to be this farce where Michael Lowry will be standing up, supposedly holding the government to account, questioning ministers that were part of his group that he negotiated. It's just a farce. And I welcome the fact that Verona has, the Ceann Comhairle today has made it clear that this group will not be recognised, but that's only a temporary position. What we need now is clarity in relation to this. And let me be clear about this here. This should never have come to the floor of the Dáil yesterday. We've been raising this issue for over a week. We've signalled it with government. We've signalled it with the Ceann Comhairle. This is a stroke too far that the government have tried to pull, and the opposition united are not standing for it.
I see just in the last few minutes we've heard that the Dáil resumption now is delayed until 11 o'clock. It was supposed to be 10:30 yes. this morning. So why is that? Is this because this guarantee is being sought and there are attempts to secure it?
Yes, the Dáil reconvening has been pushed back. It was supposed to convene at 9 and then 10:30. Now it's 11 o'clock at this stage. Yeah. Yesterday, when the Dáil was suspended, Mary Lou McDonald was on her feet. And what she was asking at that time was that the party leaders meet. That was her request, that we go into an adjournment, the party leaders meet, and this can be resolved from a statement from government to amend the standing orders to bring clarity that Michael Lowry will not be occupying opposition time and would be facilitated within government. That didn't happen. But thankfully, after engagements with our party leader, Mary Lou McDonald, a number of engagements with the Ceann Comhairle late last night, there was a meeting of all the party leaders this morning in government buildings. That meeting has concluded or has been adjourned. We have put forward a proposal which is agreed by all of the opposition parties of how to resolve this issue through an amendment to standing orders and a commitment today, a statement today from government that they will support that. The government have got a way to consider that position, and now the party leaders are now at this point in time convening again, and that's why the Dáil has been pushed back a bit.
So Pearse, if you get the guarantees that you're seeking, is this matter fixed then and resolved as far as you're concerned?
That's what we've been looking for from day one. We've got the result today, and that's welcome, that our position has been vindicated, that Michael Lowry will not be deemed an opposition TD today. But what we need now is clarity that we're not revisiting this issue the next week or the following week or whenever the Dáil recludes. And that can be simply sorted. We put it to government. They know what they have to do. And that is a case when the Dáil convenes today to elect a Taoiseach, that there will be a statement that government supports a change to the standing orders that will bring clarity. We don't believe clarity is required. Standing orders are clear. But if clarity is what's necessary, then to bring clarity that Michael Lowry and his colleagues are government TDs and cannot be part of an opposition
Just
group.
On Michael Lowry, like, even if this immediate problem is sorted, and it seems it will be now given what you've said, do you continue to have questions around the influence of the independents and in particular Michael Lowry on this government?
Well, First of all, I'm not sure that this issue will be sorted. We hope that it will be sorted, but this is really in the feet of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, and it could have been sorted any day last week, and they refused to do so because of their arrogance, and they thought they could ramrod their position through the Dáil, and they met with a united opposition. So we're not clear that it's going to be sorted.
So are you getting indications this morning that they're not willing to give the guarantee that you're seeking?
No, what we had was a meeting today where the opposition put forward the proposals to resolve this, and they have then, that meeting was adjourned for them to consider their position, and the meeting is now just resuming at the minute. So I have no guarantee that they will make that statement. I'm hoping that they will make the statement. We need to resolve this issue. It's simple to resolve this issue. And there's a question why, like, everybody in the country knows that these are government TDs. Like, why is Micheál Martin dying in the ditch and Simon Harris over this issue? It could be sorted very easily, and let's diffuse this issue and get on with the issues. Of course, we have concern on the broader issue in relation to Michael Lowry's influence in government. Why wouldn't we? I was a member of the Dáil that actually censured Michael Lowry. I was there when Micheál Martin called on Michael Lowry to resign a seat. I was there when Micheál Martin called him a rogue politician. I was there when Michael Lowry stood up and told us that black was white and that the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal were rubbish, or he didn't agree with them. There was serious issues that were uncovered in terms of the Moriarty Tribunal, and in my view, not all of the information was given to the Moriarty Tribunal, and I'll have much more to say in that in the time ahead.
Well, we know that is a matter now that is with the DPP, but he is an elected official. Verona Murphy, the Ceann Comhairle, does Sinn Féin have confidence in her after what happened yesterday?
Look, we've been working with Verona Murphy. As I said, late last night, Mary Lou McDonald and Verona Murphy had a number of meetings to resolve this issue. Our only intention here, our only objective here, is to resolve this issue. How do we do that? You get Micheál Martin and Simon Harris to agree to a formula of words today that makes it clear what everybody knows, that these government supporting TDs that negotiated, that are supporting the government, are not going to be opposition TDs. They are not going to be pretending that they're opposition, are not going to eat into our time, and we're not going to be part of a farce over the next 5 years. So it can be resolved very, very easily. And I think Verona's intervention today was helpful.
Okay, so, and you have confidence in her, is what you're saying clearly this morning, is it?
Look, we're not in a situation where we have no confidence in her. I think her call in relation to the recognition of this group in the first instance was the wrong one. We've made that very clear. Standing orders are very clear. She has now revisited that position. Michael Lowry's group will not be recognised as an opposition group today, and we welcome that. But that's only a temporary fix for today.
Right.
We need this
you're not clearly saying this morning, and
let me say this here. I believe Verona Murphy's intention is to try and resolve this issue, but it's now clearly out of her hands and with the government.
Mm-hmm. But you have confidence in her to do the job of Ceann Comhairle?
Let's see how the time plays out.
There is another way to sort this. Like, if the four members of the regional independents, the ones who don't have roles in government, ministerial jobs, they could extricate themselves from the deal, satisfy everyone that they're true independents and members of the opposition. Would that work?
Look, that's just another farce. Like, let's get real here. There are serious issues that the opposition want to hold this government account. Like, we want to be challenging the likes of Mikey Ray, which we hear is going to be a minister, why he has agreed to increase the price of petrol and diesel for the next 5 years. We want to be challenging the ministers over the health crisis that we have, children out there with disabilities that can't get services. But we are not going to allow our time to be used up by some pretense of people who negotiated government, who've stated clearly to you, very brazenly, he's on the plinth making these comments over and over again. He's a government TD, he's supporting them through thick and thin, as he said, and they are not going to eat into our time. There is no parliament in the world that would allow a political stroke of this nature to take place. And Micheál Martin and Simon Harris sat down. They said, we've got the numbers, we've a good majority in the Dáil, we can do what we want. Well, unfortunately, they found out that they can't do what they want, that they have to respect the opposition, and that the opposition are completely united on this issue. And thankfully now today we have been vindicated by the decision of Verona Murphy, but we now need to not just fix this for today, we need this being fixed for the rest of the term, and that's why Micheál Martin and Simon Harris need to make that statement.
I mentioned at the top that this story made international headlines. It was all over the BBC, it was all over Sky News and elsewhere and further afield. Were you embarrassed by that at all, that we had our elected officials standing up, representatives standing up, shouting and roaring at each other for the entire day yesterday when we should have been electing a Taoiseach?
You know what's embarrassing? What's embarrassing is the type of political stroke that the government pulled. And, I wonder what geniuses were sitting in government buildings thinking that they would get away with this and thinking that the opposition would roll over, that the hundreds of thousands of people that voted for my party and others in opposition would just allow this to happen. That's an embarrassment that this government tried to pull that political stunt.
Okay.
And they've been called out in it in a big way. And unfortunately, that has now been broadcast right across the globe. But it is a political stroke, and that's what's at the heart of it.
Okay, Piers Doherty, we'll let you go. The Dáil resumes, we believe, at 11 o'clock. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.